Unit 7. Where would you like to visit? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. Where would Sam, Gina, and Lydia like to go on vacation? Why? Fill in the chart.
Look at those travel posters. I'd love to go on a vacation.
Where would you like to go, Sam?
I'd love to go trekking in the Amazon jungle in Brazil.
You would?
Sure. I like exciting vacations.
Wouldn't that be dangerous?
No, not really. How about you, Gina? Where would you like to go?
Well, I've been kind of bored lately. I think I'd like to see the historical sites in Japan.
That would be fascinating. What about you, Lydia?
Oh, I'm stressed out. I just like to relax on a beach. You know, a beautiful beach in Florida.
That sounds peaceful.
2A. Listen and number these state order that you hear them.
Wouldn't it be great if we could go on a vacation together?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where would we go?
Well, I hope to visit Hawaii one day. Would you be interested in going there?
Sure. I like places where the weather is always warm, but Hawaii is too touristy. Maybe we could go to Mexico. I love places where the people are really friendly.
Well, Mexico would be nice, but we don't know the language. I hope to see Niagara Falls someday. What about going there?
Niagara Falls would be beautiful, but there's not much to do there. Why don't we all go to San Francisco together? It has everything. Beautiful views, friendly people, exciting things to do.
That's not a bad idea, if you pay for it.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Why do the people decide not to visit these places? Match each place with a reason.
Wouldn't it be great if we could go on a vacation together?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where would we go?
Well, I hope to visit Hawaii one day. Would you be interested in going there?
Sure. I like places where the weather is always warm, but Hawaii is too touristy. Maybe we could go to Mexico. I love places where the people are really friendly.
Well, Mexico would be nice, but we don't know the language. I hope to see Niagara Falls someday. What about going there?
Niagara Falls would be beautiful, but there's not much to do there. Why don't we all go to San Francisco's friendly people, exciting things to do?
That's not a bad idea, if you pay for it.
3A. Read this newspaper article about Singapore. Circle the things you like about visiting Singapore. Underline things you don't like.
Travel Spotlight, Singapore. For your next vacation, why not consider visiting Singapore? Singapore is a small city, but there are many things to do. It doesn't have any beaches or mountains, but it has a very large zoo, a beautiful botanical garden, and lots of museums. It is also a wonderful place for shopping. Don't plan on driving a car in Singapore. The traffic is heavy in some parts of the city, and most private cars are not allowed in downtown. It is easiest to get around the city by subway. If you decide to visit Singapore, bring a lot of money. Living in Singapore is quite expensive. Also, pack light clothes. Singapore is very hot all year round.
Section B. Activity 2A. Jeff has a summer job at a travel agency. Listen to the conversations and number the pictures.
Jeff, I have to go out for half an hour. Could you please answer the phone? Just take messages and I'll call people back.
Sure. Hello, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. How may I help you?
I'd like some information on vacation packages, please.
My boss is out of the office for half an hour. Could she call you back?
Actually, I'd like to get some information now, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I guess it would be okay. So, where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm. How about Hawaii?
Oh, no. I don't like flying.
Okay, well, there's always Florida, which is nice. There's Miami, and you could go West Palm Beach. Hi, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking.
Hello. I'd like to find out about your vacation packages.
Sure. What kind of vacation are you looking for?
Well, I hope to go on a nature tour.
Well, we have a great whale watch tour. You might like that.
It depends on where it is. I don't want to go anywhere cold.
Let's see. Yes, we have a summer whale watch tour that takes place in Miami. Hi, Ace Travel. Can I help you?
I hope so. I saw your advertisement for vacations in California. We'd like to go somewhere that's fun for kids.
Fun for kids? How about Los Angeles? Kids love visiting Hollywood.
Oh, but we don't really like big cities.
I see. Then maybe you'd enjoy Miami. You know, it's not as big.
Activity 2B. Listen to the conversations again and complete the chart.
Jeff, I have to go out for half an hour. Could you please answer the phone? Just take messages and I'll call people back.
Sure. Hello, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. How may I help you?
I'd like some information on vacation packages, please.
My boss is out of the office for half an hour. Could she call you back?
Actually, I'd like to get some information now, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I guess it would be okay. So, where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm. How about Hawaii?
Oh, no. I don't like flying.
Okay, well, there's always Florida, which is nice. There's Miami, and you could go West Palm Beach. Hi, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking.
Hello. I'd like to find out about your vacation packages.
Sure. What kind of vacation are you looking for?
Well, I hope to go on a nature tour.
Well, we have a great whale watch tour. You might like that.
It depends on where it is. I don't want to go any...
Let's see. Yes, we have a summer whale watch tour that takes place in Miami. Hi, Ace Travel. Can I help you?
I hope so. I saw your advertisement for vacations in California. We'd like to go somewhere that's fun for kids.
Fun for kids? How about Los Angeles? Kids love visiting Hollywood.
Oh, don't really like big cities.
I see. Then maybe you'd enjoy Miami. You know, it's not as big.
3A. Read the email message. Then read the statements about the email message. Write T for true, F for false, or TK for don't know.
Dear Ace Travel, my family and I want to take a trip this summer somewhere in the east of China. I hope you can provide me with some information about the kinds of vacations that your firm can offer. We would like to travel to an exciting place, and we don't mind how far we have to go. It has to be a place where we can do lots of exercise. We especially love hiking and swimming, but any kind of exercise is fine. We also need to stay in an inexpensive hotel. It would be nice if our hotel had rooms with kitchens, so we could save money by cooking our own meals. The room needs to be big enough for 3 people. Also, we'd like to stay at a place with a big pool or somewhere near the ocean. Could you please give me some suggestions for vacation spots? Also, please let us know if it's best to travel by plane, train, or bus. We'd like to be away for about 3 weeks. Thank you very much, S.T. Jung.
Reading. Your Own Robot. In the movie, people in the future, several hundred years from now, have their own robots. These robots are just like humans. They help people with everyday work as servants. In the movie, the robots even start to have feelings. Is this doubtful? Maybe not. Some robot scientists believe this movie shows the future of artificial intelligence. But it may take hundreds of years. Scientists are now working on humanoids. These are robots that look like people and do the same things we do. Japanese companies have already made robots that can walk, dance, and wave their hands hello and goodbye. The Japanese scientists have a special reason for making this kind of robots. They want the robots to help the elderly. People will need more help because there aren't as many children in Japan anymore. This kind of robots will also be fun to watch. We may see an all-robot football team by the year 2025. This football team would play faster than human players, says scientist Mahamatarek. And of course, this football team won't get tired. But artificial intelligence scientist Jordan B. Pollock disagrees. He thinks that it's very difficult for a robot to do the same simple things a person can do. For example, it's easy for a child to open her eyes and know where she is. This is very difficult for a robot. But other scientists think that robots will be smart enough to talk to people in 25 to 50 years. Humanoid robots are not the only kind of robot scientists are trying. There are already robots which are used in factories, for example, to make cars. These robots don't look like people. They look more like big arms. They do simple jobs over and over again. People would not like to do such jobs and would get bored. But robots never get bored. New robots will have many different shapes. Some will look like spiders. Others may look like snakes. After an earthquake, a snake robot could look for people trapped under a building. That may not seem possible now, but 100 years ago, computers, spaceships to the moon, and even electric toothbrushes would have seemed impossible. The world is changing quickly, and someday a robot, not a student, may read this book.
Words and expressions in Unit 7.
Tiring.
Educational.
Fascinating.
Thrilling.
Peaceful.
Exotic.
Trek.
Jungle.
Take it easy.
Explore.
Historic.
Sight.
Fall.
Niagara Falls.
Touristy.
Spotlight.
Singapore.
Botanical.
Heavy. Downtown.
Get around.
Pack.
Light.
Customer.
Provide.
Firm.
Offer.
Spot.
Confucius.
Steely.
Forest.
The Forest of Steelies.
Surf.
Arctic.
Reading.
Artificial.
Intelligence.
AI. Artificial intelligence.
Servant.
Feeling.
Doubtful.
Humanoid.
Wave.
Elderly.
Shape.
Earthquake.
Trap.
Electric.
Toothbrush.